All right, I have to warn you before we even begin that this boo contains toilet humor. Literally, toilet humor. So, as you know, I've been using these boos to record my dreams, which are pretty much insane. Yeah, which is fitting because I'm insane. So, last night's little debacle was that I dreamt that for whatever reason, Becky and I had moved into an apartment. And it must have been at some kind of care facility. Because, I'll get to that in a minute. But, so, anyone who knows me knows that I'm horribly bathroom shy. That is, when I'm in the bathroom, I don't want anybody to know I'm in the bathroom. And I don't want anybody, certainly, to be present in the bathroom. So that's why this dream is so disturbing. I was on the toilet, and Becky was in there. She was in her wheelchair, sitting facing me, and we're talking while I'm on the toilet, which is completely unheard of. Not only is she not allowed to be in the bathroom with me when I'm going, nobody is, but the door's locked. And I don't want anybody talking through the door to me. I don't want anybody to know that I'm in the toilet doing my business. So, in this dream, though, I'm sitting there and we're having a conversation while I'm utilizing the toilet. Then, a nurse from this facility that we're living in knocks on the door. And Becky says, you know, no, we're busy. So, I'm thinking, okay, cool. But then, like, there's some little hatch that slides open in the linen closet that Becky, you know, tells the nurse what she needs and... The nurse then opens the door and walks in to, like, fill up something in the sink. And I'm horrified, so I grab, like, a hand towel, which is the only thing nearby, to cover my junk. And I do so. And the nurse turns, smiles at me, and walks out. And then the dream takes an even worse turn, because the bathroom now has turned from our private little bathroom to something... Somehow, it's a toilet behind the deli counter. And... customers have started coming up. This woman and her daughter come up to the deli counter, and Becky goes to wait on them for whatever reason. This is a dream, bear with me. And now I'm trapped behind the deli counter on the toilet with merely a hand towel blocking my junk, and I can't do anything because if I make any move to clean myself up, it's going to be even more incriminating, and I'm horrified. But then it gets worse because the woman comes behind the deli counter and looked right at me, gives me like a little smile like you do for somebody doing something gross, which I was, and tries the door out of the bathroom, deli counter, into our apartment. I'm like, you know, you can't go in there, there's nothing, I'm yelling at her, and she's like, eh. And then more customers start coming to the counter, and it just gets worse and worse, and then I woke up. So that was a pretty terrifying dream for me.